In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Amen. This is the third time Jesus has appeared to the disciples since his resurrection. And they weren't quite sure who he was at first, because a lot of times that's what happens with Peter and the disciples and people experiencing the risen Christ when actual Jesus returned to him after he resurrected. They're not quite sure who it is, or they do not recognize Jesus. And in this case, they literally at first did not recognize Jesus. And that's a good, I think that's a great metaphor for us today, because many times in our lives, in our world, I think that we as humanity, as individuals, do not recognize Jesus many, many times because of our fear, probably because of our closed-mindedness, or, you know, being closed, not wanting to change, or something takes us outside of our comfort zone. I know with me, I would prefer that everything go just perfect all the time and everybody do things my way, or a way that I'm used to or comfortable. And sometimes God just brings me right out of that comfort zone. In a lot of instances, in a lot of ways I think, in a lot of ways that I am and be. And I think when I get that, and when I get consumed with fear, when I get consumed with no, when I get consumed with moralism or things that doesn't express love, that's a good indicator to me that I'm not able to see the risen Christ in things around me. And I'm not saying that it's an exact science, but I do know that transformation, that seeing the risen Christ, that living into the resurrection of Christ is about love, about transformation. It's not about fear. It's not about being closed off. It's not about being scared. It's not about being judgmental. It's about love. It's about openness. It's about accepting. It's about helping others to become who that God created them to be. It's about you becoming who God created you to be. And it's based in joy and hope and transformation. That is seeing the resurrection. So at first, the disciples were out there not catching any fish. None at all. So they were probably a little fearful. They may have seen Jesus a few times, but they weren't sure what it meant. Jesus came. He could not recognize, the disciples couldn't recognize him, and then all of a sudden they could. And Peter got so excited, so much full of love and hope, he did something really stupid. He put on his clothes and then jumped into the water. Normally you jump into the water, you take your clothes off and get in the suit so you don't get your clothes wet. I don't know why Peter did that, but I do know he felt the love of God, and he wasn't afraid. He wasn't fearful. Oh, no, we can't do this. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, that's not Jesus. He said, my God, that's Jesus. I have the love of Jesus in my heart, and I'm jumping in full force. That's what Peter did when he recognized the risen Christ among them. He didn't come up with a million excuses. He didn't judgmentalize. He didn't moralize. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. He said, yes, Lord, here I am. And he jumped in. And so did the other disciples, even though they hadn't caught any fish. And then all of a sudden, they caught a lot of fish because they trusted. They believed in the transforming power of God through Jesus Christ. They weren't scared. Or if they were scared, they had the courage to jump in. They had the courage to say, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, you can transform my life. Yes, Lord, this is about love. This is about being the body of Christ. This is about who we are. It's not about fear. It's not about being scared. It's not about excluding anyone. It's about joy. It's about love. And realizing that every single individual in this earth, no matter who they are empowered to be transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And within that love, we can see Christ's transforming power, just as the disciples saw that power back then at that time and in that day. So many times I know myself I can exclude it because I'm scared or I don't like somebody or I don't want to do this or it changes things. So many times I probably missed out on that transforming power of Christ because of my preconceived notions or because I was just full of fear. And every single time I've stepped out and said, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about God. When I step out of that and say, God, here I am. Let me learn something new. I am blessed 10,000 times just like those disciples were blessed with that fish that day, that harvest. Just like Peter was blessed with that overwhelming joy and doing something so dumb that he put his clothes on and then jumped in the water. Think about it. The risen Christ is among us. And we today are blessed to be a part of that. When you live your life, live it in that joy. Live it in Christ's resurrection. Do something. Be something. Know that you are loved and touched and the hand of God touches you. That resurrected Christ is still alive and believes in you to show the love of Christ to all of God's children as we seek to love and serve the Lord here at Ascension and throughout the world. Amen.
Amen.